So both say famous. The famous Zohar Kaddish that says that in the 600th year of the 6,000 in this world, Yiposchum Tarei the Chochma Sola'el. Shari HaChochma is going to open above, and therefore Mabuei Chochma Solosato, it is going to be a flow of different kinds of wisdom in this world. And that's about 1840, it comes out. The Industrial Revolution was around that time. Other things that happened, Beruchnius, Begashnius, others say Chaim Brisker's Mahalik and Learning was about that time. But whatever it is, technology definitely took huge leaps forward at that time. The lashon of the Zohar is the chokhmah carried the chokhmah to le'elo, umabui the chokhmah le'sato, and therefore the world will become prepared to go up to a higher level. So the pashtus is that whatever progress in Torah goes on at that time brings the world closer to Mashiach. But the truth is that even the progress in Gashmius that went on at that time has created such a ribui of Torah, of learning through all of the different things that go on because of technology, that's also a goyim for Mashiach, because there's a tremendous amount of Torah that didn't exist before because of having to deal with all these technological issues. So of course, we have the shaylos, a number of them listed on that list of questions over there. The question is, for example, one of the questions that we brought up over there, you have all kinds of automatic sensors that pick up either body heat or they pick up movement, and therefore it turns on a light, it opens up a door, automatic things are happening. Did you do that? If you do that, if you walk by on Shabbos, that you're ma'isim, who did that? Did anyone do that? If there's a refrigerator with the light on, can you open it on Shabbos? Well, everybody knows you can't. Okay, let's see. How about if there's no light in there? Is that a problem to open up on Shabbos? Are there any problems over there at all? Can you open up an oven on Shabbos? Yes or no? These are shaylos that never existed before. What a bad one that the shaylos I brought over there is, what happens with these instant water heaters that are connected to the sink, and it would seem on Yom Tov, should be no shaylos to use it. Could you use it on Yom Tov? So I want to get to this tonight. So let's start with a Mishnah in Shabbos. Mishnah in Shabbos is Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. We are talking about a fire, Rachmon Luflan. Fire broke out. And the Mishnah talks about what can be done about it, right? Kibui b'Shabbos is one of the Lamates Melochas. You can't put out a fire on Shabbos. What could you do? Can you do anything? So the Mishnah brings up Shimon ben Nanos, who has a gewaldic idea. It's a haroma, it's a brilliant solution. He says, you take a line of barrels of water, you line them up in front of the fire. The fire is making progress. You put it in the line of the fire, and as it gets to these wooden barrels, it hits them and it burns them. It burns the wooden barrels, they burst. They burst, the water comes pouring out and it puts out the fire. So Shimon ben Nanos has this idea, a brilliant idea. Mamela, what did you do? Nothing. You put a bunch of things in front of the line of the fire. The fire is moving, it has nothing to do with that. But it creates a mechanism that's going to put itself out. There's a Kishim Benavis. Now, B.I.C. over there argues, Kibui, it's Kibui. Can't do it. So, what's going on over here? So, the Gemara, there this is Shabbos Kuf Chof Amud Beis, the next Amud. The Gemara explains the Machloikis, that the Machloikis is about what's called Gram Kibui. Not Kibui, but Gram Kibui. Gram Kibui means causing extinguishing, right? You're not directly extinguishing, you're causing the extinguishing of the fire. And therefore, if Shimon ben Nanos, the Gemara brings his Makar is, Loi sa'ase kol melocho. So if the Gemara asiyo hu da osur, to do, that's what's osur. Hogromo, shori. Causing is mutter. So a ma'aser Shabbos is osur, a gromo is mutter. This is mamish kevaldik, yeah? So da it's a chonda ma'aser, theoretically, and all of the shaylos that I brought up, Amish, it's meiridik, it makes life much easier, right? The question, I'm walking by, the light went on. What's the problem? Dreimer Nishkin Kop. Has nothing to do with this. It's Groma. Groma Shari. Groma is always Mutter. And it makes, like I said, it makes the whole Shabbos Dika life and all of the technological questions disappear. Now I have to worry about nothing, because anything that I only caused indirectly, nothing to do with it. So that's the Gemara. Now he can't pass from straight out of the Gemara, right? Well, the nice in Shulchan Aruch are Chaim Simin Shin La Medal Tzivchav Beis. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like a Shimon Ben Anas Halacha La Maisa. Gram Kibui, you're causing the fire to be put out, and it's Mutter. The Gemara is Eitzer. It gets even better, because if you look into the Bialocha on the spot there, Bialocha explains that it's all Dafka Kibui. You might think that it's only Kibui. Kibui is a Malacha Shein Sicha Lagufa, right? Kibui is really a problem. The original kibui, that's a malacha, is putting out a fire in order to create something, right? You're creating ashes, coals, whatever it is that you want to create. And so it's tzricha l'gufa, you need the kibui, right? Not if you have a fire and you want to get rid of that. No, you want the fire, because you want to be able to put out the fire, because you want to remain with the result of putting out the fire. So it's stop putting out fires, malacha tzricha l'gufa. So it would be a good mockum to say that the only hasa taka would be, in a case, of kibbutz, but not in any other grammar. That's to be halacha. All the malachas are the same thing when it comes to grammar is okay. Grammar wasn't made up in Hilchos Shabbos. Grammar is a kol teir kula. We find grammar, of course, everybody's most famous thing, grammar in the Zakhan Potter. Like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Gemara says that there was a behemoth locked up behind the fence. Somebody comes along and opens it up. Let the behema out, he's potter. Why? I didn't do anything. I opened up the fence, the behema strolled out. So the grammar is potter. So this is something we're familiar with. And therefore, thanks to be halacha, all malachas be grammar are okay. So interesting, one of the places that it's still too, when you go to the Chuvas forum on these in Yonim, it's Mamish Gevaldik. Because they still suit to so many different situations, so interesting. Sam Sefer says that Groma is potter not only in Shabbos and not only in Nezakin, but Sam Sefer says that Groma in Bosa B'cholim is also potter. I can have a Groma in Bosa B'cholim.
From the Bishop burns.
Yeah.
That's from the eating.
You can't have a Groma eating Bosa B'cholim, like the Gracia points out. But you can have a Groma in cooking Bosa B'cholim. How's that? You take basic idea. Listen, Abdul Sayyid, everyone's going to probably go home and try this. And you take bottles of challah, you put them into a pot, you put it outside, and now you set up a magnifying glass so that when the sun gets there, it hits real hard onto the pot, it makes it hot, and it cooks the bottles of challah. So it's a groma in bottles of challah, that's the same. It's the same. It's a groma. Groma is potam kol terikula. So this is not a chiddush here in Hilchos Shabbos. It goes all over the place. And once it goes all over the place, what's kibui different than anything else? This looks to be Allah. Nope. Sorry about that. Again, so back to our theoretical question. Reimanish can cop, everything is mortar and shine. And that's really where the basic question tonight is going to rest. All of the halachas we'll get to later on, but Lamaisa, they're all going to depend on this shaila here. Can we taka be mati groma? Yeah? So, Mele, if it's be mati groma, like it seems from here, so. So Egmanish Kashailas comes to opening up a refrigerator with a light, without a light. No difference, but halal. Everything is indirect, right? Even if I open up the door of the fridge, it would seem. I open up the door of the fridge. This thing opened up. The light turned on. The mail auto pushed. The motor turns on. Another mail auto pushed. What kind of shaykh do I have to all these things? The mail, we can all go home smiling and happy tonight. And it makes life very simple. All of us. The Modcha in Masechta Shabbos, this is an Ois Shin Tzadik test in the Modcha. It brings down Rabbeinu Yoyel, who says that the Heter that is set in that Gemara in Hilchos Shabbos, Lagavi Gram Kibui, is only B'mokim Hevik. In other words, as we might have guessed, that's what's going on over there, the fire raging. We're looking for Eitzes there, yeah? So when they were, we can use groma as a heter, but mokim hezek. But without a mokim hezek, Dr. Mott said, there's no heter to do it. And as I said before, it's the paskin in Shulchan Aruch. This part is also the paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Well, not in the Shulchan Aruch, at least in the Ramah. Ramah adds a few words right after the Shulchan Aruch. After the Mechaber's words, he adds the gram kibui muter b'mkoyim pseido. The two words, the two key words of yours, b'mkoyim pseido. Gram kibui is muter when it's the makim hefsed. If there's going to be a loss, that's matir to be gram kibui. Otherwise, it's also. Also, not the same as chayiv. It's also the rabbanon, but that means grama is also except from koyim pseido. Okay, that already seems to narrow our options a little bit with what we're, because our shaylos are not about whether somebody is chayiv skilo or chatos. Our shaylos are what are you allowed to do, and the answer is at this point, grama is only mutter from koyim pseido. Okay.
Is also the difference between a direct grama, where your mice is actually opening the refrigerator, turning on the lights, versus putting a barrel that something happens afterwards.
This is one of the things that we're going to have to deal with tonight. Absolutely, right? The Ikka Sugya, like I said, tonight is going to be the Sugya of grama. So, that's going to be one of the things we're going to have to get to, and I want to get to it from the Makaydas and see where, how that spalt comes. Another case, this is brought by the Shvus Yankov, in his Jews, Chayim Beis Amim and Hay. Shamati ni Godel Echad, he says. He doesn't spill the beans. Who's the Godel Echad, doesn't say. But he's matir to take poison on Shabbos, put it down in the house, because there's mice running around. And so you want to kill the pest. So you put poison down to kill the mice on Shabbos. And this Godel was matir. And the Shvashankar is Beichert. Dvorim Eilu Shadimo Godel Echad B'Kerech HaMedameh. Yeah? He's playing on words here. Dima means to compare, but Dima also means to imagine. So he says this Godel was medame b'koyach medame, which means that he did it with his imagination. Nishtakeh b'leinema. Can't say such words, he says. Why? He says, there's no heter of groma on Shabbos. There's no heter of groma on Shabbos. By nezokim, your poster. Shabbos only heters when koyim pseider. So he says he doesn't see the big pseider. You might not like it, he says, if there may be a mouse running around somewhere, but it's not a welcome seder, so he doesn't see the heter for you to be goyim the death of something living on Shabbos and feels the shama. Yeah, only. Yeah. Never did before Shabbos, definitely not. Now, what would be a mussel and a welcome seder? That's interesting. So, Rabbi Yosef and his chuvas in Yabia Omer, he brings a heter based on what we discussed. He sells it to Taker to a case of Shabbos cloth. So he brings Azam Maisa. This is his Maisa. And we have to pay attention to the details of the story, as we're going to see, they're very important, what the exact case is that he's talking about. But he says, he set the Shabbos clock for the lights of a shul on Shabbos. This is what he's talking about, yeah? Set the lights going for Shachris. Shachris is at 8:45, Rabbi Yisrael, yeah? And Shabbos morning, and it is the Gabbai comes in, the loyal Gabbai comes in early. And he's in there at 7:30, let's say, in the morning. And I don't know why he has Safalta mind to go check the Shabbos clock. And he takes a look and he sees that it's going to go on at 11 o'clock instead of at 8:45. And then that's a disaster. Can't doubt him that way. So what does he do? He wants to be able to move the Shabbos clock to make it earlier, make it go on earlier. Everybody say, Rabbi Yosef is matir. We'll get to it in a second. But he's matter to the Gabbai to make it go on early. Yeah? As long as, he says, it's not going to turn on now. In other words, if you were going to move back to 7:30, you're going to turn the Shabbos clock back to 7:30 and make the light go on right now as you turn it. Yeah? But he says, if you want to make it go on at 8:45, then it's a grom of a mokum seder, he says. It's a grom of a mokum seder. What's the seder? He can't daven, yeah? So to grow and welcome Seder, he's matter. He's matter. Now please don't leave right now until I finish going through this over here. And I want to say clearly, many places can hold. That's not a grom. I use the example, if it happens to be a Geshmaka example, of how he's handling Mamish with our Shilas. However, many places can hold, it's not a grom. And we'll see more about this Behemshech as to why it's not. This is clear, by the way, that if you were to make it go on and off, and you're actually a mussel. You have a rosh holds that if you have a candle, the candle is burning. what do? You cut off half the candle. Yeah, from the bottom. Not cut off the top of the candle. You got the bottom. Cut off half the candle from the bottom. Or, for example, you take out oil from a burning candle, burning wick, right? It's called Ma'aseh B'Yadayim. Tell you about Zoe, the place can, any place can hold. What are you talking about? You're adding and subtracting to change the situation. You're adding a piece to a candle, taking off a piece of a candle. That's called Ma'aseh B'Yadayim. That's not a groma. You're actually prolonging or shortening whatever it is that's going on directly B'Yadayim. Right? Also, Moshe, the Minchas Yitzchak, others hold it, that you have to be careful with the Shabbos classes. They hold it's Muktzah, which will be negated to us in all of our situation of discussing Shabbos classes Bechlal. However, Moshe, the same Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, and others do say that if the case would not be this case, but if the case would be to prolong a state that is already on, let's turn the case around now. Let's say the guy that comes in the morning, the lights are already on, Baruch Hashem. But he sees that the light's going off at 9:30. Nobody wants to finish out that fast. So at 9:30, it's going to be a problem also. The same Seder. So to leave it on for longer is Amdur HaMaisa. Right? To get it to stay on for longer is a different story. And Ramela, that they are Mater. Right? In other words, not to change a situation that they are Mater. Right? Again, Mukhtar is still a factor, but Mukhtar, there are ways to deal with it, Kalachayad, whatever it is. However, so again, even in the case of Rav Avi Yosef, I want to say that, even in the case where one is changing the matzah of Akayim, but not directly, but Lachazman, which, again, like I said, it's a big chiddush what he says, and most cases we're not masking with him, but to use a goy for that would be Mukhtar. Yeah? To bring a goy who would change the Shabbos clock, that would be Mukhtar. But for a yid to do it, should not do that. Unless you're keeping the matzah b'kayom, and in that case, again, you're dealing with muktzah, that's a derech agav. We went into this now derech agav. This is a shtickle parenthetic right now. We're going to get a little further into it. But at least it's a shtickle example of where the place can want, at least, to shtel tzu, the shilas of groma, malachim seder, into such situations.
So then it's 1 o'clock when you have it. The rabbi realizes it's Friday night that the lights are going to go on at 7 o'clock and they shouldn't go on at 8 o'clock. He can change it to make it go on at 8 o'clock.
So now we're talking about what's the matzav there at the time. Actually, the Shemazalman has more of a finish. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, keeping the same thing, the matzav. Yeah? In other words, let's say the lights are ready.
Change it from 7 to 8.
Right, the lights off. Right, the lights off, and he's going to have it go on later. Yeah, in other words, he's prolonging the current situation. That's the matzav. Shemazalman has even a further finish.
So the electricity is enough
to load Malcolm's tape. Oh, okay. And the shadow is more... Okay. Oh, okay. Correct. Correct. I was pointing out a point, which is you have to have a Malcolm Seder, yeah? You have to have a Malcolm Seder. Malcolm Seder, it's more time. But otherwise...
No.
But he's pointing out a good point. Mechaber doesn't say Malcolm Seder. It's Ramon says Malcolm Seder. That's right. Sfaradim will have a different halacha. So if any Sfaradim here, please remember that. That there's a different track here for the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. That's true. That's the Amor brings the Moskva. But, yeah.
But it's always got a manual clock that you wanted to set the alarm.
Yeah.
To be able to switch it. Let's say it's supposed to go off at 10 o'clock and you want to make it earlier. It's 8:30, you can be on time, 8:45. And then it has like a little handy little dial, you can change the clock. To set the clock so the alarms can go off.
Yeah.
They want these old
clocks. Yeah. Again, it should be the same question, earlier or later.
The clocks are working.
Yeah.
It's the clock.
Old clocks are working, right? A Shabbos clock is a clock. Shabbos clock is a clock. It's working, right?
Yeah, but you're not switching. It's going off anyway.
Right. It's a comparable situation, basically. It's a comparable situation. Not the same, for example.
To make it go later is okay, and to make it go earlier is not okay.
Same thing, right? You didn't make anything earlier happen earlier. You rather prolong the situation. What I started to say is Shlomo Zalman has a master finish as well. He says if the clock is off now, let's say the electricity is off now, then it will be on, and then it will go off again. He still says to make a situation that I have now be longer, even if it's not this one, right, in between. Yeah, let's take an example. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock at night. The lights are off. Yeah, the lights are going to go on at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then they're going to go off at 12, and you want to prolong that darkness, right? So in between, there's going to be a period of light. But while it's dark now, I can deal with all situations of darkness and prolong them. If it's light now, I can't.
That means you can make it earlier then.
You can make it earlier. Yeah.
You know, later. Yeah. Same as, again, but only if you're dealing with that situation.
It's off,
now,
it's often I can make it off earlier later.
So that means on the same token that if you're here Friday night, and before the lights go off, and you realize that they're going to go on at 11 o'clock, and you really want them on at 8 o'clock, you can, while they're on, you can move the 11 o'clock earlier.
You can keep it on, not earlier, you can keep it on longer. Prolonging. Yes, prolonging rather than bringing it on. Prolonging rather than bringing it on.
You have to keep it on all night then. Yeah, you have to set the safe on all night.
No, it'll go off. It'll go off. But in other words, even if you're not prolonging this period of light, you're prolonging the next period of light, so it's only that small.
So I'm saying, but you can make it late, you can make
it go off later.
You can't make it go on earlier.
Earlier, no. You can't bring on a situation, but you can prolong a situation. So, let's move on to basics. We have a lot more to deal with tonight. Okay. So we saw the basis over here. Okay. Now, let's go back to the sugya now of how Grama works. This is going to bring us to what Yosef was mentioning before and to many other things. We're going to go into the sugya of Grama now as they pertain to other places in the Torah and see how the Shtel Tzutz also over here. Now, basically, what happens like this? Somebody goes ahead, pushes the person into a deep hole, and he can't get out of there on his own. However, there happens to be a ladder in the ditch, in the hole in this boiler. Right? Okay. Now comes somebody else, and he takes the ladder out. Right? What's the din over here? Who's the Ritzach? This is a shayla, not my shayla. This is the shayla of the Gemara of Sanhedrin, the Fine Zion, and the Gemara discusses this shayla. And the Gemara says over there that the person who pushed him into the boy, when the ladder was there, is poter. Why? The be'idno, the shavdiye, at the time he threw him in, yo halal, he can come out, so he's poter. Wait, what about the person who took the ladder away? He's not even mentioned in the Gemara. But Rashi explains why he's not even mentioned in the Gemara. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum siluk loymosi l'chiyuvin. He can't be machayev, the person who took the ladder out, the grom of Almo. Look at Rashi. Rashi says that the person who took the ladder out and therefore doesn't allow this person to get out, grom of Almo. Now they're passing the Rambam Hilchos Sukkah. Both of them are potter. Now, let's make it 100% clear. The Rambam is very clear. He says, potter mimisas bezdin, v'nidrash mimenu dom. He is over a terrible aveir. However, he can't be considered a Ritzach in Dine Bezdin. He's not a Ritzach in Dine Bezdin. Okay, story number one. Story number two. Somebody shoots an arrow. That was the story in the Gemara. Today's days, let's say it would be a bullet. But somebody shot an arrow at somebody, but he has a shield right in front of him, which would have saved him from the arrow. Now comes somebody else and pulls the shield away, and therefore the arrow hits him, and he's killed. And again, same Shiloh. The Gemara says the same thing. He's not either killed, the person who pulled the shield away, it's a Groma. Okay, so now, it's going to bring us back to our Shabbos. A person turns on a light switch on Shabbos. A light switch. Is that a Groma? Or you turn on the light switch on Shabbos. Is that a Groma? And again, it brings us. You open up the door of the fridge. It turned on the motor. Is that a Groma? Is that a Maisei B'Yadayim? What's going on over there? The truth is, this Shaila is, not only are the gromas indirect forms of turning on electricity, the question is electricity always a groma? Whatever you're doing. And if you do that, again, for Sfaradim will be mutter. For Ashkenazim will welcome Seder. They'll turn on the lights. Welcome Seder, it's a groma. And they are. Paiskim. Good old days. And again, I'm going to say walk out until we finish tonight. You know, Paiskim in the old days, you say you can turn on a light on Yom Tov. Turn on a light on Yom Tov. They said, light on your groma. The Aruch HaShulchan has a tshuva. It's in Kutzis based Vad L'Chachonim, and he says as follows. L'hadlik ner ha'elektri b'Yom Tov. Nir la'niyos daiki l'hatir. He says, you want to remind him. Now, listen to his next few words, which are very important. L'fi havonosi, the melechas ha'elektri, kishe'ina matsuya b'rei v'orim shalona, shenuch alamad b'diyuk al peitzeisa. In other words, he says, according to my understanding, electricity, which is not around for us to even check it out. Right? So he says that very clearly, and we're going to soon see that that was a very key and important line. Because he gives a very strange explanation, and I am not the world's expert on electricity, others are sitting here who are. So the first reason that he says is zichanat negeya, but he says, you're being moitzi esh me'esh. He says, it's yontif. You could like one fire off the other. So he says, inside of the wires of electricity, there's a fire in there, he says. And therefore, when you turn on the light, you're taking another fire out of the fire that's already in there. It's not true at all. And therefore, so let's put aside its first reason, which is not negeyatol at all. Okay. But the second reason, very negeyatol. And it brings us straight into the subject of Grama. And he says, it's the same thing as in Sanhedrin. What happens in Sanhedrin? He says, you take the tris, you take the mogen, you take the shield, and move it away, and therefore, the arrow and the person are able to meet up. When you turn on the switch, what are you doing? He says, you're taking the block out of the way. And that allows the electricity that's shooting out of there to hit. And once it hits, it turns on the light. He's allowing it to happen. And what happens? He says, so basically what happens is the electricity turns on the light by itself. But it was trying to turn on the light by itself the whole time. But there was a piece of plastic blocking it, he says. But now you turned on the switch, you took away the piece of plastic. So the electricity shoots out and turns the light on. There's up there. Only greater amount of water. In other words, there already was electricity there, but something was blocking it. You took it away. You let it get turned on. Now, Vizik Torah Chasulchan, F.C. Pesach Frank. Yerushalayim, right? It's Kodesh Kol Torah. It's a Siluk, it's a Groma. Grama Vore B'yantav is Mutter. Now, Rabbi say, this is what brings us straight in, because Chaim Moser, in his Tshuvas, and Achiezer, comes Chayla Gimel Simon Tzamach, comes along and he says, Kvar Nispashto Ha'iro Le'itzu. The Ha'iro of turning on light, Shabbos or Yom Tov, has already been a Spashet Le'itzu. And he writes sharply, says, I'm being very careful. He says, Anachem Ke'eis B'mokim Mayim Haroyim. We're in a place of Mayim Haroyim, which means it's too dangerous to speak at length about the subject. Talmidim yishtu v'yamusu. I don't want to be marich over here because people are going to stop being married. I have to, with lombus and amaisis, I don't really want to be marich. But he says, you sent me a letter from God Alechar. He doesn't say who it is, but it is our chasuchim, because he says this in the Yachim about lighting electricity on Yom Tov and he's marich. He says he made a mistake in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why? Zokte, that almost in Sanhedrin is another story. I think it's right to what you were talking. It's another story. What's the story over there? The third mic is two mics on top, one on the bottom. And that mic is like this. Somebody is laying behind a wall of water. Yeah? A wall which is blocking water. Let's imagine a dam, let's say. There's a dam. And there's water right behind them. And right in front is a fellow who either is sleeping or you tied him up over there. And now, what's it else? He takes the wall down, and the water comes rushing out and kills the man. Zokti Gemara, is it Tzeach? What did he do? He took the wall away, the water came rushing out, the water killed him. Chayt Astir Mufereshes in the Gemara. We had one story where a person takes something else away and something hits him, and the Gemara says, you're goyim, therefore, the potter. Here the Gemara brings the next story. Something is in the way. You take it away. Something comes rushing at him and kills him. Why is it that these two things are not the same thing? The Rambam, in one halacha, brings all three cases. These two. Potter, this one is Chayav. What's the Gemara? What's different over here? So this is where everything is at. And once we get this, hopefully we're going to be able to go into Shabbos. Let's take first of all the first two cases. The case of the ladder. What happened in the case of a ladder? Can you kill somebody by taking away a ladder? Taking away a ladder, does that kill a person? No. Taking away a ladder never kills a person. Right? Unless he's on the ladder on the fifth floor. But taking away a ladder is not going to kill a person. What killed a person? What killed a person is he's talking about not taking away the ladder. Elamai. He had a way to get himself out. And you took that away. That's a grum. the tris, right? This shield. You take it away. Taking away a shield is not a tzicha. Having a tris is atzola. You took away the atzola. And what killed him? The tris? No. The bullet. The arrow. That's what killed him. Okay. Bitko de Mayo. That's what the Gemara calls the story with the water. What about Bitko de Mayo? What about that case? So, we're going to have to get a clarification in this, because it's very important. But what is clear here is that it's Giro di Dei, which means somehow we're going to have to be able to understand here that what happened is that taking away the wall from the water created a koyach over here. Yeah? This is where we have to get to over here. Yeah? And therefore, it's as if he's the one who shot the bullet in the case of the bullet, or he's the one who shot the water in this case. So where are we finding this? So there's a Yad Ramah on the spot over there, the Yad Ramah from the Rishonim, and he says as follows from the early Rishonim. He says, "Bechisalko salke la'afro de mafsik be'mayo le'didei." When he takes away the earth, the dirt, the wall, the dam that was separating the water from the person, mayo havu nagi bahu afro gufei. Listen to that. That means the water was already there. It was lying on this thing here. Yeah? When you pull it away, you're pulling in the water. Yeah? Again, the water is touching the thing that you have here. It's touching already. It's on it. It's lying against it. You pull it away.
Potential energy.
Yeah? But it's not only potential. It's there already, right? It's there. Potential, I don't want to use the word potential because the other case, you can also make about potential, but it is on there. So you are actually affecting it directly when you pull this. You're pulling whatever's behind it. You're pulling whatever's laying on it, right? What? So that's not a groma. Exactly, that's his point. It's not a groma, right? Giri di dei hi, v'om to lochi mechai. That means as follows. What he says is like this. He says, theoretically, something that can't happen, he says, if you had the arrow on the shield. Yeah? Can't happen, because if the arrow's on the shield, then you can take the shield away. Yeah? But if the arrow was touching the shield and pressing, and you take the shield away, you did it also.
What about if the arrow was in flight?
No, exactly, that's his point. He says, if the arrow was in flight, you never had anything to do with the arrow. You never touched the arrow. There was something else here, blocking. It's not blocking anymore. But the arrow was in flight, and you never had anything to do with that arrow. But if the arrow theoretically is up there, he says this openly, would have been resting against the shield, and now you pulled away the shield, so therefore the arrow continues its move. But you directly affected it.
Right.
You would have been chayev. However, it's not negayah because it can't happen, right?
You're not making the arrow come by removing the shield. But if you remove the wall, you're making the water.
You're making the water come. You're making the water come.
So I'm pointing a laser at somebody's eye,
yeah,
and there's a shield in the way, and then somebody else pulls the shield away. Is he making the laser come?
So that is a great point, and we're going to come to Shabbos, which I believe that the answer would be that is chayav. In other words, the laser is on there. Now you're moving.
When you understand
once it's there,
the actual physics involved, it's exactly the same as with the water behind the dam.
Yeah. So this is the Ramah. This is the Ramah. This is the Chelkes Yankiv of Reish. And Simonum Bezer's Bez. Masber the Teres to the Sea the same way. And now, once we have that, and by the way, I didn't tell my discovery of this Ramah. The Chaim Moshe had the Ramah. And based on that comes the Chaim Moshe and that Tshuva. And he says, I'll tell you something he says. Well, now Tosik Lari says that the first thing that the Aruch HaShulchan says he definitely doesn't agree with. It's not the Matthias, right? But he says, when the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a piece of plastic and the electricity is right on it, and you take out the piece of plastic and electricity hits. Look, the Chaim Moshe, Lu Yehei, that he's right. And even if that Matthias was actually true, he says, I wouldn't see that as a truth. That's Bitke de Maya. It's Bitke de Maya. This is the case. You're pulling out the dam while the thing is on it. You just brought it in. And therefore, he says, you want to say that that's the Matthias? No problem, he says. But you're making a mistake in the Gemara and the Sugya. It's not a Groma, it's Bitke de Maya. Then he says, it's not true anyway. He says, the Matthias that the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's not true, and anyone again who understands what happens, well, Maisa, when you turn on a switch, It's not a grama altogether, they're not taking anything out anyway. You're actually connecting to wires and creating the circuit, which creates the which brings the electricity right
in. But I can design a switch which would be exactly like that. I can design a switch where you do an action which then removes the barrier and lets the electrons flow. And that's what some I think some of these quote-unquote Shabbos switches are about. You are right, the switch is that switch is as you say, but there are switches where it is a secondary effect, which is literally you are now pulling the barrier away, and the electron pressure, which is a word we use, actually is a pressure, electron pressure, now continues to flow.
So Reb Chaim Moshe had the foresight to already deal with that situation, to tell you, that's Bitzkin Amaya. You can't do it. So it's important that we went through this whole thing, even if it's not the Metzius. Because you have to understand that these in Groma, Gufer, is an afkamina between Bitzke de Maya and the case of a Tris. Right? It's not that you indirectly you move something else and whatever else is going on, and you have nothing to do with it, and it happened before and it's happened later. By the way, the Gemara Bitzke Maya also says, it's the koyach rishon of the water that goes, that's yours. The next thing that comes out now that there was no wall, they're not your business anymore. Yeah? Why? Once we have the longest of the Ramah, we understand very clearly. The first bit that happened, you brought it. The second bit that happened, you didn't bring, you caused it. Under the mice. That's a different story. That's really the same thing as the truth.
What about the Shabbos scooters?
Yeah.
Shabbos what?
The Grumma carts.
I don't know how to do it. That's not what their Messias is. I don't know. I'm not going to sleep with someone. I don't know how to do it. But we're getting to the story of how it has to work.
Most of these cases, there's a certainty. In other words, I open the switch, it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
In the case of the mouse,
there's
no certainty. There's something that there's going to be a mouse, something that's going to eat it. Is there a difference when you have a certainty or when you don't have a certainty?
Clearly, if you don't even know if there is a mouse, then putting down poison in a certain place, I mean, you wouldn't be able to put poison anywhere. Because you'd say, maybe a mouse will show up and eat it, right?
Correct.
Such a thing, again, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but mice, one of the the minute you stroll to put out food for the birds on Shabbos Shira, people come with tightness, how do you put food to us on Shabbos? You know, how to feed animals on Shabbos. What's Mezenes and Alecha? It's not Mezenes and Alecha, it's not yours, right? But one of the reasons why it would be Mutter, and again, that's Minig Yisrael, so it is Mutter. I can mention once after somebody, don't ask me if it's Mutter, when you can do it, ask me why it's Mutter. Don't ask me if it's Mutter, right? So one of the reasons why it's Mutter is because we're the birds. And the birds are going to come, I can't put down food anywhere, as far as you're concerned, right? I can't go outdoors with food, right? Maybe a bird will come. So close. So therefore, the case that he's talking about is that there's a mouse running around like this, and you're feeding it the poison, basically, and stick it into his mouth. But that's why it's a groma. But a groma is only mutter, Malkum said. Tell you, from Shemiz Alman and Ma'ir Yo'esh, right, it's a mice of Yodayim, Hein Ba'adlocha, Hein Ba'kivoy, mice of Yodayim. Again, Shemiz Alman was a massive expert in the materials of electricity. He said, you turn it on, you're creating it, turn it off, you're separating it, Yodayim, Maskona, there is no heter at all. It's a mice of your dime, it's not a groma to turn on and off electricity. It's a mocha b'raisa, and it's definitely also to turn on or off a light on Yom Tov. That's very clear now, whoever wants to leave. No, it's good. Okay. Now, and I want to make it clear. Even though in Aruch HaShulchan, between Pesach, Franco, Mekel, there's no tzadkula at all, because again, they made it very clear. They have seen a raisa by Moshe that, I don't know why he calls it this, but he says that was nishmar min hashamayim, he says. Because he added in the line that said that this is according to the materials that I know, and therefore he ended up not making a mistake, because he never said any pshat. He says the materials I know, not the materials. So I don't know why he says that because the shmai was nishmar min hashamayim, but it seems to me he was just being very responsible, because he didn't know what the materials was. He says, if it is the way that I'm here, that I hear it is, then this is the pshat. But it's not the way that I hear it is, and therefore, sinishtazoy, and therefore, Ainz is klar. It's at least a bit kedemaya, but the truth of the matter is that the Messiah says it's a mice of Yodayim, and therefore Rav Henkin, who also writes Yesh Mekilim to Zena Lai Tanyantif, and it doesn't come out the Cheder of Rechamiz. It's years and years ago, before any Maruk, but he already writes. Rabu Ha'Oisrim, and again, why did he do that? Only because people were being Mekel at home, and it wasn't yet clear. People were still figuring out the Messiah, but the whole Mekra is clear today. It's more with HP Yodayim, it's a mice of Yodayim, and there's no heter to do it.
Why
should
it go off with
your eyes? It's Mavir. Listen, I can't say more than what Shlomo Zalman said. Shlomo Zalman was Chazon Ish, whether it's boiner, whether it's maver, it's one or the other, whatever it is, a special whole thing in Israel, that it's one or the other, or both, whatever it is, it's also
in the light.
Okay, no, no, say that. The shaila is if the maver, okay, so over there you have mavas, it's going to be much worse. But in the incandescent light bulb itself, you can have bishul. Yeah, you can have bishul and havara in the light. I'm talking about now in closing the circuit of electricity and creating something here. What it is that you're creating, that's machlokes between the Rambam and the Chazon Ish. Not what are you doing inside the light bulb.
Right, but even nowadays with LEDs and stuff.
Okay, the Chazon Ish. So that's a separate shaila, and we're going to see that there are tremendous differences between different kinds of light bulbs and there are other shailas. But that's in the light bulb. But what we're discussing up until this point is not inside the light bulb. We're talking about what's happening inside the wall. Right? When you connect two electric wires and create something, what did you create there? Is it moilid? Is it boiner? Is it mavir? And I'm saying I'm not going to recreate the wheel now as far as that's concerned. It's very sharp. So Zalman of the whole Sefer, Ma'ir Ha'esh, which made him famous, he wrote it on Singerman, and he went through it, and whoever wants, I am shown with him to Nachas.
Same I'm not going to go through it. The motor is not light bulbs, it's the motor. No light.
What?
Same shy level of electricity,
it's
a motor.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's not only a light shy level, it's not a shy level with the light bulbs. I'm making that very clear. And Mr. Zalman writes in a letter that Chaim Oizer commanded him, Sha'afar Sim Bishmoy. Shechas v'shom l'stapik v'choymer ha'malocha d'raiso v'ho'oyser hu oyver ba'av malocha d'raiso v'adoyz. Okay, okay. Now comes with Chaim Weizer according to this, and it brings us into one of our shailos on the list over here. It's Mamash Meirik. He says, once I established that lighting, okay, now we're going to get the light bulb stuck, yeah? Now we can attack it to light bulbs. Whatever. In other words, you turn on a light bulb on Shabbos, look, you're being mailed Asher in the light bulb also, directly, yeah? So therefore, he says, a light bulb itself is ish, right? That's back into more what you were talking about. Zokta, therefore, on an incandescent light bulb, you can make a bracha. And therefore, happens to be, we're all at home, Baruch Hashem, with our Abdallah candles, but, others are sometimes in the hospital for some time, Chas v'Shalom, other places like that where it's not necessarily so easy to get Abdallah candles. And so, or sometimes you have a big crowd together. Everybody's been in situations like that. One guy's holding up a Havdalah candle, nobody could get anywhere near it. So here comes a shiloh, which could be very negeya. Could you make a very moiria ish on that? And again, a fluorescent is where your thing comes in. A fluorescent's a whole different story altogether. Definitely not a fire.
Okay, LEDs, LEDs, the physics is so totally different, you can't even put in the same method.
Okay.
Fluorescents are very close to incandescent how they work.
Okay. But they're gases. You don't have actually a burning thing there, filaments, right? And so therefore, it's brought not only from Chaim Moshe, it's brought from Shem Zaki Tshuva, Chaim Briska to use it. Yeah, it's brought at the Minchas Halozes Tish and Munkach. They had a big olam over there, and whoever couldn't get to the Rebbe's candle by Avdola, they used to make a variation on the incandescent bulbs. Brought from the Rongachover, that he says that also. I got the soda of the Pesach Frank in his tshuva. He writes that the Dafke did it. The Dafke used it. It was lehoitzi milibam of people who were making on Yom Tov to turn it on. So eventually they used it to make it clear this is a fire. Boirei boireish, and they made a boirei boireish on a electric bulb. Not because they couldn't access a some cases they couldn't access, but even in the case where they could have access to that, Dafke an interest. And using it, loy ish, loy timilibam. But I will add, ish mefakfakim, I wonder in the stack of Pesach Frank himself, who brings a bunch of reasons why not to do that. Number one, he says it's not ish, and he says even if it's havora, havora is not doesn't necessarily translate into ish. He says it's not a fire, and when you're making a loy mori ish, you need a fire. Others say that even if it is a fire, you're making a boim ish on the Tzay Shabbos because Adam Rishon was merely the first ish. This is not doim to Adam Rishon's ish, and since it's not doim to Adam Rishon's ish, you can't make a boim ish on that. Others say a third reason is that it's covered, and that's the halacha for Reshus Shulchan Aruch that about shoshes, a lantern, you can't make a boim ish on that. Others say it's not avuka, you have to have avuka. That's not good enough, and therefore, even if somebody is in a matzah where they don't have anything else, they should do it without a brocha. So to make a brocha is too shver, but to use it in the place of a mokim tchak, definitely a good idea. I will to be nenem in her oreb and mitzvah Shabbos, but to make a brocha, you shouldn't make a brocha on it. But this brings us to another shayla, which is motke shmaka. How about lochus neir Shabbos? Lochus neir Shabbos, and again, this could be very negeya, chas v'shalom in a hospital, or a person goes to a hotel, not always do they allow one to light candles in their room, which makes a lot of sense. And therefore, so what ends up happening often because of that is that to take him into some back room somewhere, storage room, and say, here, you can light your Shabbos candles over here. Rabbi said that in the Brochel of Atollah. A place where a person is not going to go into on Shabbos, and it's not going to be Moshe for it, they're not going to be Nenna from it. It's a Brochel of Atollah, and Moshe writes it's a Brochel of Atollah, and nobody should ever do a thing like that. Don't make a Brochel on a candle that you're not going to have any Shaisas to. And so therefore, what's more, which is very important, I'm going to get over here, is to take, how about taking an incandescent light bulb, and making Lahatagresh Shabbos, and many places came on Masir to make a Brochel, Lahatagresh Shabbos, when you turn on an incandescent light bulb, but there is a pickbook on this more than one pickbook, which I'm going to bring over here just as a reason that one should not use this lechatchila unless the man is stuck. First of all, what happens if somebody goes ahead and lights on Friday morning? You light huge candles, you put big candles, right? Or you take, let's say, a yahrzeit candle, which can burn for hours and hours, and you light it Friday morning, and immediately you have light on Friday night. It's Beit Tichon, William McKayan. Neir Shabbos or not, and Rabbi Tam says no. The mitzvah is lahadlik neir shel Shabbos, which means that there has to be a ma'isat locker. And this is not a ma'isat locker, not at least at the time when it's Negeya. Rather, it's a groma that's goyim that you should have light. But to have a ma'isat locker of neir Shabbos, you can't say that you have when you did it that early. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch states, you need a ma'isat yodayim. And, okay, so some say, and this again, obviously very important, some say that it's called a groma, to turn on an incandescent bulb, and that's why you can't use it. So no, that is a big purse. It's not true. Turning on a light bulb is not a groma at all. It's a ma'aser yadayim. So that would not be a reason not to light such candles, because if it's in Hilchos Tzitzicha, it's Tzitzicha, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's Shabbos, and whatever it is, it's a ma'aser yadayim. That's not the reason. And therefore, whoever needs it can make a bracha on it, because it's not a groma, it's a ma'aser yadayim. However, the ma'aser is machmir not to do it, and therefore, if somebody doesn't need to do it, even though many places come a matter to do it, kedai not to do it. And the interesting thing that I saw brought, different taina of pshat is that there's an inyan, and not everybody does this anyway, but it's good to hear it, is that the inyan that the husband should be mahavhiv, that the husband should burn the wick before the wife lights the candles, because the eger brings that it's a muhach from a mishnah. That's the way it has to be. But what's the Mishnah? He has such an interesting raya. He says, that Al Gimel Averis, Moshe Mesis, women Chas V'Shalom could die because of three different Averis. What is it? So it's Nidah Chalav Adlokas Aner. So it says, Nidah Chalav Adlokas Aner. In fact, to be Kivager, the Loshen doesn't flow. It should be Nidah Chalav Aner. Or it should be Hilchas Nidah, Afroshas Chalav Adlokas Aner. Why Nidah Chalav? Just said in one word, and and Adlokas Aner. Why is Adlokas Aner? So to be Kiveg, it's Meduyah Kir, that the only part that's shy to the woman, and then there's the Adlokas Aner, Mashenka, the previous Chalik, which is also part of the mitzvah, which is preparing the licht, is not her job. So she can't be a shepherd for that. That part is the husband's job. So to be Kiveg, this is what he's Medaik. But B'chol Mekir, there is definitely a big Indian to it.
Why did you put it out?
Why didn't put it out?
Why did you do that?
Why didn't put it out makes it easier to them. Like the wick. That's the wife.
It is.
Yes.
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 Physics
proved
that.
Right?
I can go through the chemistry on if you want.
And so there.
When you light it, it draws some of the wax into the wick.
Okay. So okay. Either way, Abayisai, Alpi Alocha and Alpi Kabbalah is the aim for the husband to repair the lift, and therefore we'll say that right now. If anyone can do it, you definitely should make a point of doing it, and you can't do that with an electric light. That's already a reason why some say you shouldn't do it. Others say that it's not nikkud as the covered Shabbos, because you have lights on all the time, but candles are more nikkud as the covered Shabbos, and therefore whoever can light with normal candles definitely should do that. However, if you can't, again, Rav Tam, Paskin, Befeirish, you can make a brocha on lighting an incandescent bulb if that's what you have. So therefore, that's halacha lemaaseh.
Well, you've gotten away from the refrigerator. Opening up the door of the refrigerator,
yeah.
Closes the light. I mean,
yeah.
Is that exactly like a light switch, or?
Well, let's see if we can get there. First, I want to see if we have a raya from Hilchos Shabbos Gufa that electricity is called a ma'aser yadayim and not a groma. So here, Eitz Chon Ma'aser. What happens if there are candles on the table lit already? Yeah, and there's a strong wind outside, and the candles are on the table, as you open the door, there's no question you're going to put out the candles. Is that called a groma or is that called a malacha? Zosti Gemara, it's also to do. It's the pasuk in Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Beis. Not only that when there's a Ruach Sheni Metzuya, you can't open up the door. The halacha is that even if it's not a Ruach Sheni Metzuya, but when you open the door directly onto the candles and it could be a Ruach Sheni Metzuya, it says it's also Gzeira or Tuha. But the Shaila is, why are we making Gzeiras over here? If it's a Groma, Dachkezen, that a Groma is only the Rabbanon. If the whole thing is a groma, why would I be making a gzera, shemo, del komo, a wind, which will be a drabana? You don't make gzeras for a drabana. El al koch, the teretz is, because it's bit to the mayat. Right? You have the wind on the door. You open the door, boom! You let it in, you took the dam down, it's bit to the avir, it's bit to the mayat. As Zoe Zot, that's to Pesach Frank, in the Tshuva, in Simon Kuflam and Gimel, Tarei Bazoi, back to electricity. We don't have to bring a raya only from Sanhedrin, because if you bring a raya from Sanhedrin to Hilchos Shabbos, and from Hilchos Shabbos it says Beferish, that such a thing is not called a groma, and therefore this is the assertive of everything, and therefore which brings us to the situation with the refrigerator. When there is a light on in the refrigerator, Dr. Moshe, there's nothing to talk about. Even Malcolm Sadie says, there's no way to open and close a door with a light behind it, because not a groma. I don't know if it's a groma. No, it's a ma'is to be yodayim. Why? It's bitkedamaya. It's mamish mitoich ma'isel. It's not more. That the pshat is, what's enough coming if you're turning on the light this way, or you're turning on the light this way, or that way, or you're pulling a string, or whatever it is. You have an actual thing that's jumping out over there. It turns on a light, and there's no have to do such a thing. It's mamish mitoich ma'isel. By the way, interesting and important, Amisha says in the same place, that if you want to bring a goy, you can bring a goy. Even when the light is on in the refrigerator, you can bring a goy and ask him to open and close the fridge for you, because he says a psik reisha is mutter to do through a goy. And since it's a psik reisha, it's any miskaven, yeah? Any miskaven. This is a different thing. We didn't go into any miskaven tonight. I should have made that very clear. We're not talking about any miskaven tonight. We're talking about groma, yeah? Groma makes it is meister. Any miskaven takes away the kavona. But an any miskaven is aloha psik reisha. Right? Even if you're not miskaven to do something, which should be a heter, however, it's a psikration, has to happen, that's a problem. But to do a psikration through a goy is mutter. And therefore, Dr. Moshe, you can bring a goy to have it turned on and off while he opens and closes the door. Yeah. The rabbi says you can have him take it out also. He says you can take it out also. He says you can have the goy take it out. Let's say of God, Levinik Shabbos, he says, you can have the guy do that also, but that's a separate answer. But a psikreisha, he says, you can do through a guy. Safe. Let's get to a car. One of the shabbos you had over here is a car. You have things inside your car. It's Shabbos. You realize you left your things in there. You bought your whole order and you ran home a minute before Shabbos and you left the whole thing inside the car. And now all of whatever you bought is going to stay there over Shabbos, so it's going to spoil and whatever else is going on. If there's a light on, weiter. If it's a yid to open the door and the light's going to turn on, it's bitke demaya. You're mamish directly opening this thing and it turns it right on. But a goy, again, the same heter as a refrigerator. You can have a goy come, stop a goy in the street, let him open up the car door, take out the stuff, you can take out the stuff yourself, and then have him close the door. When there's no light in the car, but to these olds in the rest is Shaila, and he says it's a din of tzerif gufim u'koymoy, and so therefore, even though the car is mukhtza, but a klishim lachti l'issa, you're allowed to do it, and therefore he said you can open the car door. I'm not sure how in the gear this is, how many of you have a yeshiva shakar, let's say, and the light doesn't work anymore anyway, so maybe you can open up the door. But he says the heter to close the door of the car. He says, Oidin the other is mutter. Once you're holding something, it's mutter. Oidin the other is mutter. So he says, you should hold on to the door of the car the whole time that whatever it is being taken out. And then you can still close it. Chiddush Otum. So I'm going to repeat his kula, and I won't ask any kashas on it to make everybody's life easier.
This is who? Tevye.
The door is open, it's blocking the walk, so then it's a circle tunnel.
Now what about, here's an interesting question. Let's say we have once we're into Groma, let's say we have a situation. It's a sunny day, the sun is out in full force, and we have a ray of sun coming straight at your window, and right in front of your window is a plant, but the shade is down. Right? The sun is on the shade, and it's blocking it from pushing onto the plant, right? And to put sun on a plant helps it grow. Helps it grow. And here's another interesting chiddush awesome, Ravadi Yosef writes, that's mutter mishum grama. He says it's the same thing as a tris, and the same thing as a ladder that he took away, but it's yesh mokum godol leima for sure, that is bitke demayin, it goes a little bit back to Yoshai, I think, before, with the laser and whatever it is, that it's right on there. When you pull up the shade, you pulled it right in there, right? And Har Tzvi writes beferish. He says it's maisi v'yadayim, and he says the only way that it's mutter is if the sun is not near them, you're pulling up the shade because you're pulling up the shade, and the sun is not there anymore, but it's going to come afterwards. Yeah, he says, then it could be matter. However, he says like this, he says, groma, it's not, unless the sun is not there. But if the sun is there, even though it's not groma, he says, could be, if we must, I'll say to him, it's kavan. Could be matter, ladies and gentlemen, it's groma, not, and so after our shayla, it's not going to be a hetzer. Let's go to one more shayla. What about a fever scanner? So they have these fever scanners now. One puts it on the forehead, and if there's fever there, so it lights up with an F, right? Lights up with an F. Lights up, I don't mean that there's a light in there, yeah? It gets colored somehow. I don't know exactly how the pigmentation there works, but it makes an F there, and if there's no fever, then an N comes on that says negative or no or whatever it is that it means. So Mimela, it says, Tchon, the Shaila of Roshim, Tseveya, Koytev, whatever the Shaila is, and the Shaila is there such a Heter or not, why is it not called a Groma? Why shouldn't we matter the Groma of Mokum Seder? Because Mokum Seder in a person's health, there's no question that that's the biggest Seder, is a person's health. But L'chayre, the chat is that it is Bitkidamaya because one is using their own body heat to affect a Malacha, and let's bring a Raya to that. This is not my Raya, this is Mazel Eliyahu, a Falk from Gateshead, beautiful Sefer of Chuvas. His Chuvas one by one are Mamish masterpieces, but he brings that it's not a groma, and he brings a chacham of Chuvas Arazwa. This Chuvas Arazwa is Grun Shulchan Aruch, it was a Shabbos Mishen Ches, which says like this, also Lofes Tachas Atzilov, Zera HaTriloim Shoresim HaMeshi. Yeah, this is a Shaila, can you take the let's say the eggs of the silkworm, put them under your arm, sounds very appetizing, put them under your arm and walk around with that, and the mele, the body heat that's on the one's arm, causes them to hatch. So mele is hatching Zera Tzeloim on Shabbos by putting it on his arm. He can't do it. He's being moiled it with his chayim. Mishabur is mazba. But that's the pshat. He's being moiled this Tzeloim from the Zera, which means he's using his body heat to affect something that he wants. So Meir Kum Tachay, using your body heat to do something is not a groma. It's bitkinamaya. Groma is tai chwat. When it's already there on its own, and you took away the mania, so that's nothing. But if you make it move forward somehow, you're affecting a process. So that's a mice. What about the last thing? Instant hot water heaters. I just want to say the Gabi Yom Tov. Normally, why is it that we're not allowed to use a hot water on Shabbos? Because what ends up happening is when you take out the hot water from the faucet, cold water comes rushing into the boiler, and Mamela gets cooked, and Mamela, yes, why is that not a groma? Moshe says he doesn't have any tzadhat at all. The water's pushing right in. So what happens on Yom Tov? Yom Tov is mutter to let the water push right in. But here's interesting to Zach. When you take these instant water heaters, and you have to see how big they are. But the ones that are, 32-ounce little pieces over there that, take water straight from the sink and keep on boiling it up and keeping it boiled, and now you take, for a cup of coffee, you take an 8-ounce cup from there. So you took a quarter of the water from there, just got filled up. So what happens then? Boom. Cold water comes right in, hits the heating element, whatever it is, or the thermostat, and hits it right, returns it right on. So you have a bit kidamaya right there. Unless, if you have a different material, if you have a very big zach, that doesn't make such a big nafkamina, and it eventually will be a groma, and that could definitely be a heter. But to use the little ones, which makes such a direct effect, is shavar tzamatan gayin. Yeah.